It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
They say you should never get to know your neighbors and keep to yourself.
No one says that.
And if you need proof of that, then today's Awkward Tuesday phone call should be all the proof you need.
Oh, no.
Carrie is on the phone, and apparently she's having a problem with one of her neighbors and needs our help. What's up, Carrie?
Hey, you guys.
How are you?
You know, I've been better.
Okay. How long have you had said neighbor?
He's been around for a few months.
Oh, so it's a new situation. Are you guys in houses? Is this an apartment? What are we working with?
It's houses.
Okay. So at least you don't have to share a wall. Congratulations.
Yeah. So he's like super cute. And when he moved in, I thought, oh, wow. Like, he seems single and he doesn't seem to have a regular girlfriend or anything.
Oh,
you've been
no.
really, really, really watching this guy.
Yeah,
not like stalker status, but you know, he's my neighbor. So when I see him, I'm like, ooh, what's he up to? He's cute.
Oh my God. I just feel like this is no wonder you're calling us. Like, being attracted to your neighbor is not going to end well ever.
No, it could. Like, we could just end up getting married and having children
and having
a perfect life together.
Yeah. I was hooking up with one of my neighbors for a while. We actually shared a wall. That turned out great. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it did, huh?
Yeah, it turned out fabulous.
She was crazy.
She was. But anyway, so what's the situation, though?
Well, at first I was, like, too shy to go introduce myself, so I kind of waited a little while, and I had seen him kind of outside on his porch, and so I thought, okay, this is a good time to walk over.
Mm-hmm.
He saw me walk over. I'm, like, walking down his path, and he goes inside and shuts the door pretty much in front of me.
Shut up.
He just doesn't want to talk
to
you.
That's kind of rude.
Do you live next to Jubal? That's my question.
No, but I was just like, oh, my God, what did I do? Like, did I accidentally step on one of his flowers? Or, you know, he seemed offended or something. And we never talked. Like, I still have not spoken to this man.
Oh, my God. So you just turned around and went back to your house?
Yeah, in shame.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody slams the door in your face, you probably don't want to knock on it and force the issue.
No, exactly. Like, he's obviously busy, except he was just hanging out on his porch. So I don't know how busy he was.
Hmm.
So then another time after that, I just gave him, like, a wave.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw me wave and completely ignored me.
Wow.
Why does this guy hate you so much?
Yeah.
I don't know, but it really makes me feel ugly. And I know
it makes you feel ugly.
I like talk to my girlfriends about it, and they're like, okay, you just haven't like given him a reason to talk to you yet.
Mm-hmm.
So they convinced me to leave cookies on his doorstep.
That's
and I left it on my own plate.
Yeah.
So that he'd have to return the plate. Like, that's what they said. This is your in, you know?
Did you put, like, a note on it or something so he knows it's you?
I did. I handwrote a really nice card that was like, hey, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, I'm just across the way if you need anything. Da-da-da-da.
Okay.
That's really nice. So what was his response?
I still can't believe this happened. Like, I'm almost going to get choked up talking about it. But I was watching from inside my house. Like a stalker.
You are a stalker.
Yeah.
Jeez.
You need to get some more hobbies, but okay.
I'm not going to tell you that I took a day off work for this, but I might have done that.
What happened?
I waited watching him see when he would get the cookies, and he opened his door, and he looked at the cookies, and he stomped on them and kicked the plate off of his porch.
No way. What is
this problem? Yeah. This guy sounds like the hugest a-hole ever.
What? And he destroyed
your plate? I mean, kicking cookies, stomping cookies is like basically the same as kicking puppies. I mean, this is
puppies.
Who you're living next to. Is he a murderer? That's my only explanation for this.
Well, I just don't understand why he was so angry. Like, that's aggressive.
Yeah. That's not just ignoring you.
I mean, yeah, he's got to have some sort of beef with me, right? Like, I have no idea what I could have done, but he was so mad.
Yeah, definitely, because if you gave him cookies and he didn't like them, he can take them inside and then throw them away if he doesn't want to eat them or whatever, but to stomp them out and then kick them across the yard or whatever he did, that means he definitely doesn't like you.
That's making a statement, for sure.
Have you seen him interact with any of the other neighbors?
No, I mean, he keeps to himself and I guess everybody else is just like, whatever, new guy in town, who cares?
I don't care. I think you should get a bat and sleep with it in your room and then also deadbolt your door better because this guy sounds nuts.
Yeah, he could be crazy.
I just don't know. Like, maybe he's someone from my past that I don't remember that I, like, wronged.
Oh.
And now it's coming back to haunt me. I don't know. I'm just I just want to talk to him to find out, because I feel like if it's never discussed, then yeah, I'm going to have to sleep with a bat.
Or just move.
Yeah.
You know, like it's his neighborhood now.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to mess with the cookie stomping psycho.
Exactly. I just want to know what made him feel like he needed to stomp my cookies so hard. You know?
Stomp my cookies so hard. Right.
But not in a good way.
Had that problem before. So are we going to call him? Did you get his phone number somehow?
Yeah.
So I know I'm going to sound even more like a stalker, uh-oh, but I contacted the Homeowners Association and I got his information. I got his phone number and his email. So I was like, I thought, you know what? A personal call would be better. And I kind of need help with how to do it. You know, I really don't know how I would do this to like not ignite fire in him if like cookies made him that upset.
Yeah, seriously. What's his name, by the way?
Matthew.
Okay, so you have Matthew's phone number, and all you know about him is he's the new neighbor that moved in across the street that hates you.
Totally hates you.
Yes, and he has no, like, he does not have visitors.
Yeah.
And I mean, he might have visitors, they just may never leave,
yeah,
it sounds
right?
like.
That's possible, I guess.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, well, we'll play a song and then come back, give you a little bit of advice, and you can make your Awkward Tuesday phone call, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on.